This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
That's not going to happen.
Ever?
Come on, man.
Let's go, Brandon.
State legislature. This is it. So, in any case, Mark Disarnay.
They happen to just have a handy right there.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for March 28th,
2023.
Thank you, Baba. Hey, before we get started, just wanted to take a second and send out hearts and prayers to the people in Nashville. But I also wanted to do it for the people in Mississippi because they took it on the chin big time. I lived in Alabama for a while. I've seen tornadoes. And they are scary effing things. I can tell you the story about driving through Iowa one time, going like a bat out of hell on the highway to get ahead of them because there's like three of them just like coming at me. And tornadoes are scary effing things. And I don't know, death toll's up above 26 because I know they're missing people, but 26 is the last number I'd heard. But Slim, you've got something that you posted this week.
Yeah, this was just I couldn't believe this poor meteorologist. He was doing the show. You know, obviously he was in the weather studio doing it. You know, live, trying to keep people apprised. And here's what happened.
We got a new scan coming in here as we speak. Oh man, like north side of Amory, this is coming in. Oh man. Dear Jesus, please help them. Amen.
I mean,
he knew it was bad.
to pray and I mean that you don't see that happen. So I mean, it was bad. It was bad. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, I can't even imagine it. I mean, when I was in Huntsville, I saw
my mom
tornadoes all the time, but Huntsville's in a big bowl. Mm-hmm. And they come in off of one ridge and they just kind of like go in the air over the city and blow up on the ridge on the other side. Yeah. And I mean, we would go up on the side of the mountain and just watch them. It was like a recreational activity, but I don't want to be anywhere where those suckers are on the ground. Like yeah. Iowa, I was yeah. scared shitless. They were headed at the highway. Three of them just went.
Well, I was watching one of the meteorologists, and I won't say who or which Facebook, but one of the meteorologists was live, and he was traveling into that area. I think it was that Armory area that he was going into. And as soon as he got like the first block in, he said, "I'm sorry, guys, but we need to turn our cameras off." And I mean, this was after the tornado went through, and they didn't even want to show us how bad it really was, because I mean, right. it was that bad. I mean, couldn't believe it.
Well, on with our regular scheduled program. Yes.
Sorry.
Ricky, never had any tornadoes growing up in
Brooklyn.
Not in Brooklyn. I had one go through my backyard growing up.
Okay.
Tornadoes, I don't know. We don't want to go to Brooklyn.
So here we are, three guys, all to the right of center. And all of us are absolutely 100% certain we're actually guys.
Well, hold on.
Gotta check.
It's there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And we like women.
Yeah, we do.
And we like guns.
Yeah.
And we like our children to be left the hell alone.
Yeah.
So obviously, to the small minority that runs the media and those who spend their time being mad instead of happy and productive, we are the enemy.
Yep.
Yeah. So just when I think Facebook's finally going to leave me alone, your very existence goes against our community standards. No. Nah. Violates community standards. That's my shirt. There you go. All my friends violate community standards. The problem is those community standards are the standards of a small minority that just happen to act like they're the majority because they control the friggin' media. And that's what we have to stop tolerating. And, well, we're going to stop tonight. But, you know, just to let you know how bad it is, I met a woman the other day. And she told me she wanted to see something long and impressive. So I whipped out my Facebook violation list.
That is long and impressive. That is for sure.
It most certainly is. I've been pissing them off for a long time. What we got? 20 days left, Slim?
I think so. Something like that.
20 days left in the hole for you and me?
Something. I didn't look today because I really don't
care. Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, unvaccinated sperm up there. Yeah, he's not in trouble.
Of course not.
Yeah, until they catch him selling his sperm online. I'll go to Facebook Marketplace, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Put an ad up.
No, they'll take that shit down on Facebook.
Unvaccinated tie-in stallion sperm.
Can you imagine? Just be careful how you spell it. Use spaces in between things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's not just what we say. It's they hate that we exist. Well, too damn bad. Just watch the rest of the show, liberals. But please wear a helmet to protect others. Because we're pretty sure your head's going to explode. Like this. There you go. Trump's head to prison. How long have we been hearing that shit?
Before he was elected.
This is the 8th year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was nice the person put that up, got it through 2024. Yeah. No, he's not headed to prison. It's not happening. But you haters are going to hate. You know, what would they do if they actually arrested Killary and China Joe, who have actually done stuff they can get arrested for?
Yeah, and when?
You know, we know it's not going to happen.
She's got immunity. Come on. I've said this for a year.
I'm pretty sure they've got pictures on everybody.
Yeah, but she's got immunity. What do you think happened on that tarmac today with Bill and the Attorney General? Come on.
It's obvious.
She got immunity.
Anyways. But nobody even likes the traitor in chief. It's just that the replacement's a cackling hen who only made Willie Brown and Montel Williams happy. That certainly wasn't through governing. we've got another man on the street again for you. A guy that Biden would deny. The left won't want you to see this, which of course is why we're going to play it for you now. Here you go.
Vladimir Putin or Joe Biden?
As hard as that sounds, I'm going to go with my boy Putin. Joe Biden is a Satanist, child-busting, weirdo. Like, he's doing a lot of weird shit. And then they're fucking up the economy. Vladimir Putin, got his country close to God. They're trying to paint him as this bad, malicious man. But at the same time, it's like, Joe Biden is number one on my list as far as bad people. Like, fuck Joe Biden, bro. I'll vote Vladimir Putin after Trump for president if I could. No cap.
After Trump. After Trump. Thank God he'd vote for Trump before Putin.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But I mean, this is something. This is a paraphrase, probably. It's not exact, but it's something I heard Tucker say the other night, and I wrote it down. You know, we pay so much attention to them, the progressives, that tear down our institutions, and we never really think about what they're going to replace our institutions with. You know, we're mad at them. We think what they're doing is stupid. But what are they going to replace what we have now with? Are they going to rewrite the Constitution? I mean, how far could it go? We don't even want to know.
Well, they're going to make it up as they go.
Well, it's hard to take that in, but I think Tucker was right. And if you really think about it too hard, you're not going to sleep tonight. So don't think about it too hard. So it isn't just us that see this insanity. The Saudis, who detest Biden, and unfortunately are getting in bed with China, like Brazil. Gee, they didn't steal the election there, did they? Basically, it means Saudis are missing Trump, too. They've openly mocked Biden on TV a number of times, and we've got the latest one. And before I show it to you, I just want you to note the Kamala character in here when we get to that. Might remind you of Muchel. Just a little bit. Go ahead. You know, our media pretends the whole world doesn't see this shit. They do, obviously.
Yep.
And we got to watch news every night. Well, we don't have to watch it, but the news every night pretends none of this stuff happens.
No. Wait. The news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week pretends this never happens. We don't have just 6 o'clock news like we did when you guys were growing up. We have 24-hour news cycle.
He called us old. Did you hear that?
When I was growing up, I was the same way. The 5:30 local news and the 6 o'clock.
Walter Cronkite was on when I was little, so I am old.
I was a Dan Rather guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck him.
Well, that's who was the guy that when I was watching.
So the installed president, which is what he was, thinks all his voters are victims. And his administration hires trans kleptos. You know, you remember the nuclear guy who would steal the women's baggage? Sam Brinson, I think. Yeah, they finally fired him. And he's got this other guy. I forget what department he's in, but he's a gay satanic worshiper. I mean, don't they look at the social media of these people before they hire them? Or maybe they do and think, oh, a gay satanic worshiper. That's a good idea.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, they probably don't. That's another reason we're in trouble. They also hire doctors who wear wigs and are called female who think child sex changes will become acceptable in the near future. You know, yeah, that one. Now, I'm sorry, Dr. Rachel Levine. I know you legally changed your name, but to your three children and your urologist, you're still a Richard.
Yep. We'll remind you again.
See what I did there, a Richard?
Can you get it?
But people like this demand our sympathy. And I'm just tired of it. This happened at the airport the other day. We got a post from social media feed from an airport. You gonna pop that up?
Yep. There Sorry, you go. This was moving me.
Yeah, a trans woman left sobbing at JFK Airport after TSA agent hit her testicles. Can you read the little
I can't. I can't. So she says, hi. So a TSA agent at JFK punched me in the genitalia, yelled at me for leaving I can't read what that word says. Oh, yelled at me for having a penis and humiliated me in front of everyone after I told her to please stop. She followed me into the women's bathroom and began talking to me about me to a coworker while I sobbed in a stall. Anyone know what I can do?
Yeah.
It's too late to tell you what to do.
I'm reading the article here, follow up. The transgender woman has called. They never do give what his name is, do they? No. It's called, they've called for the dismantling of airport TSA screenings after she claimed an agent punched her in the testicles. How can she be a she and get punched in the testicles? I mean, come on, news reporters.
So she and testicles in the same sentence.
Yeah, this is the Daily Mail, so you know, what do you expect? And yelled at me for having a penis.
Well, here's
the next quote from her. I don't want the TSA agent that hurt me fired, said in a separate post. I want her educated and the entirety of TSA abolished altogether. Well, the female TSA agent noted on your search that you got a dick. Mm. Seems to me the TSA agent is already educated. She knows what a dick is. She knows that wasn't a little bomb you're hiding in your pants. That is male genitalia. So therefore, you shouldn't have been in the woman's bathroom with her in the first place. But she, you know, I mean, this crying with a nose ring and oh my God. I'm just tired of this shit.
The thing is here's what a lot of these guys, girls, either way, are doing. They're looking for that 5 minutes of fame where they can get their TikTok or their story to go viral so that they can, you know, try to build a name for themselves. They're trying to be the next Greta Thunberg instead of not for global climate crap, but for this stuff. That's what they're trying to do. For their 5 minutes of fame.
Take down all the social media posts. I guess you got too much crap over it. But the problem is the transgender flyer's decision to rush to the airport stall and the accusation that TSA agent took issue with it comes over 7 years after New York passed a law to allow a person of any gender to use any bathroom of their choosing. Similar laws are in effect in other states like North Carolina, California, and Nevada. Well, this pisses me off.
We can tell.
But I'll get to it in a second. But if you dare to be an actual feminist who for years has fought and earned women's rights in all fields, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're a lefty, they still come after you. Look what happened to the actress Parker Posey from Spider-Man fame. When she visited that immoral hotbed of societal degradation, formerly known as New Zealand, Kelly J. Keen Minchell, that's her Parker Posey's real name. She's a British anti-transgender rights activist and the founder of a group standing for women. This is what happened when she arrived in New Zealand to give a talk. Let women be women. Apparently, for saying let women be women, you deserve to die, according to the 2,000 activist wackos that attacked her coming out of the airport. So once again, their violence is free speech, and her speech is violence. But unfortunately, it's getting worse. Got a picture to show you?
I'm sorry. I'm behind here with my... There we go.
Yes. This is an actual picture of a trans right activist and their sign. Trans rights or else, and a whole bunch of long guns there. That doesn't look like peaceful protest to me. That doesn't look like we're downtrodden and we're fighting for our rights. It means like, if you don't let us do what the fuck we want to do, we're going to shoot you. Yeah. So what the fuck are they so mad about? I mean, we don't care what they want to pretend to be. We just demand that they lay off the children. That part's non-negotiable. You know, and getting violent over sexual confusion or children's so-called rights to transition is not going to end well. Have you ever seen a mama bear when she thinks her cubs are endangered? You ever seen videos of that?
Yeah.
Well, keep pushing, and two-legged mama and papa bears are going to wreck your damn day. Put that bitch back up. Yeah. Yeah. Your sign is threatening. Now, see, Slim and I were talking before the show. We were wondering if we could get away with putting that picture up on Facebook.
No.
And if we put it up, I think we'd be in trouble. They'd take us down. But I think if we changed our pronouns to she, them, you know, like XI and them, and we put it up, I bet we'd be okay.
Probably.
That's how sick these people are.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday in Nashville, a confused woman named Audrey Hale decided she was going to die and take some kids and teachers with her. Got a pic.
Yep.
This is a pic not everybody's seen. This is Audrey Hale, who apparently was a very good artist. That's as close to a boy as she's been. She just recently decided she wanted to be a boy. I know she doesn't look like a boy, but, you know, she's wearing a tie and shit there, and she's, whatever, transitioning. But we found out today that she's been under mental therapy for quite some time. And apparently, being under mental therapy for quite some time in Tennessee, the psychiatrist did not alert anybody. No red flag laws were kicked into the situation. And this woman had bought 7 guns. And her mom is a giant anti-gun, you know, nut. But this woman had 7 guns. 7. She shouldn't have had any. Okay? I mean, this is mental health. This isn't about what you want to be at home. So we've got our final messages to her friend. And I'll just give you an idea. This is how fucked up Audrey is. Now, Audrey goes by Aiden when she's in her boy persona, A-I-D-E-N. And she's posting this to her best friend on the text message. It was on Instagram. So it's a message on Instagram. So basically, that post I made on here about you, that was basically a suicide note. I'm planning to die today. This is not a joke. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. This is my last goodbye. I love you. See you again in another life, Audrey. And then parentheses, Aiden. The friend wrote back, Audrey. So the friend wasn't convinced. You have so much more life to live. I pray God keeps and covers you. Yeah, see, that's something a real friend would say, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Sympathetic, kind. The answer back was, I know, but I don't want to live. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to upset you or get attention. I just need to die. I wanted to tell you first because you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen and known all my life. My family doesn't know what I'm about to do. One day this will make more sense. I've left more than enough evidence behind. Now, the manifesto apparently is going to come out tomorrow. My problem is I realize she has mental health issues. And I realize people with mental health issues way too often commit suicide. You don't got to take 6 people with you.
Yeah, just off yourself if that's what you want to do.
And what was the point of killing 6 people? And you know, she went to another school she couldn't get in. Their security was fairly decent. So she went to the church where she used to be a student there 15 years ago. Maybe even 20 years ago. And it was attached to the church. It was all old wood doors and stuff and a glass door in front. She shot through that, shot through the wood doors, and she was in. Killed the maintenance guy on the way. She wanted to die. She did suicide by cop. And God bless those cops. That wasn't like Uvalde. Those badasses ran down the goddamn halls towards the gunfire.
Yeah, they weren't. They were in there like.
There was no hesitation.
No, I mean the video that I saw. I mean they were what, 2-3 minutes, and it was over once they.
No, I think it was a little longer because they had to search downstairs first, and they didn't hear any shots until they were already on the second floor. But right, once they heard the shots, boom!
Right,
those dudes took off, ran towards the gunfire. That's what heroes do.
Yeah, not check their cell phones.
Heroes don't stand in a goddamn pile with all those guns and everything while the guns are popping down the hall and 19 kids got killed at Uvalde?
19, yes.
And a few adults.
Yep. Or 16 or 19, whatever.
And they stood there with their little dicks in their hands.
Checking their cell phones.
You know, and nothing's going. Nashville showed you how cops gotta do it.
Yep. I was gonna play the video. We're not, but we'll get nailed for it. But I did want to play it just to show the response that these guys took this shit seriously.
If people watch us every week, remember the very first show we did the Paul Pelosi video and the cops' response. There was no violence in that video. Everything happened off camera. And what happened to us, Slim?
We got nailed for that, and Facebook took us down, and we got violations, and we got covered, and all kinds of shit. So
YouTube gave us crap. Facebook gave us crap.
We're not going to play the video. Yeah, it's out there, folks.
Yeah, that didn't even show violence. Yeah, but you can see it.
It's out there. It's worth watching to show.
Fox showed it a couple of times. I don't know if the other stations are showing it because, like I said, this woman wants to be trans. And they don't want that kind of story going out there. So this story is pretty much gone on MSNBC and CNN already. But I mean, it's just friggin' sad. So my point is, it's not the guns, Joe. It's the victimhood mentality that you encourage in people. Many of whom have their own issues with stability, like this woman did. We need to get people help. We stop scoring political
points. Uh-oh.
Did he freeze?
I mean, if you want to go back to the Uvalde rant, that was 20 minutes of the best tirade I ever did. And it wasn't at the shooter, it was at Biden's reaction to the shooter.
Well, his reaction this time wasn't any better. It was about chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, well, he's such a dick. But this wasn't the first time he's done this recently either. And have you ever noticed that the activists trying to change our world just don't seem to live in it? No. Now, we've got a picture here. Slim, you got this.
Yep.
You found a better one. You wonder why you didn't hear anything else about the Colorado Springs, the Denver shooting, the Aberdeen shooting, and the Nashville shooting is over already? There's why. Colorado Springs. Oh, it was a white guy. He's a white guy. He's probably a right-wing conservative. Oh, he's non-binary and liberal. Oh, no. Okay, fuck that story. Denver shooter. White kid. Privilege. Oh, it's trans. Never mind. Aberdeen shooter. Oh, black and trans. Oh, fuck that story. That story was over in about 3 hours. And the Nashville shooter identifies as trans. I mean, it's obvious that the trans movement is radicalizing activists and turning them into terrorists. That is not up to us. That's up to the administration. They encourage this shit. The media encourages this shit. NPR, National Public Radio, who we pay for, actually has come out and said, and they are vehemently anti-gun. They're anti-anything. They're anti-cap guns. They don't like the bang sound at all. They've actually come out and said that trans people should have the right to have guns because they're persecuted so much. So basically, NPR is encouraging this kind of bullshit, like that woman with the billboard. It's like, oh, fuck. Look, it's not the guns, Joe. It's the victimhood. and you encourage it. It's your fault. So shut the fuck up about guns. You know, if I wasn't 100% sure that the leftists that control our show and our show feed would take the whole show down, well, except for Rumble, God bless Rumble. Let's get ready to Rumble. I'd have my AR on a tripod on the shelf right back there behind me, and I'd have it loaded, and I would use it to prove the point that guns alone do absolutely nothing. But as the shirt says, and I'm going to have to hold this up to you because this shirt is printed on the back. Rick, how am I doing?
Oh, you're good. Oh, perfect.
Can you see it?
Yep.
Read it to me, Rick.
I won't be lectured on gun control by an administration that armed the Taliban.
Okay. If you want that shirt, it's available through Warrior 12. Warrior 12. I don't know if you can see that. There's their logo.
Was that our first ad?
It's on the back. No, no.
I'm just paying.
I paid for the shirt. Actually, I got my son one, and I liked it, and I decided to buy myself one. But it's on the back of the shirt. I'll also be wearing it today. I didn't want to wear my shirt backwards and look like an asshole with my collar, like, up here.
No one would even notice if he had
So I thought I'd just show it to you. So anyway, after all that, I think my choice for Hero of the Week is self-explanatory and quite appropriate. Here is Hero Coochie Bottle Opener.
That's talent.
How is that possible?
That is some talent, right? That's not possible. She's got to have some sort of, you froze, but that's okay. We kept talking. She's got to have some sort of bottle opener down there strapped to something because there's nothing.
That's not a guy. That is not a guy. Oh. So anyway, it's time for an ad. Now this ad is a little different than ads because we don't really run ads, but these are Rick's cousins.
Uh-oh.
And they requested time and space on our show. Oh. And obviously, we're not going to charge them.
How nice.
No.
We didn't even consider charging them. But I just want you to know, if you need a coincidence.
A coincidence?
Call Rick's cousin Dominic at 1-800-GABAGOO. Here you go.
Oh, fire, would you look at this? It breaks your heart to see it.
These poor people are dropping like flies. Everybody's blaming it on a coincidence.
Well, luckily for you, we here at the Sabatini Protection Agency, we've been in the business of coincidence for over 200 years.
Wouldn't you like to ensure that something coincidentally happened to the people that inflicted this upon you?
Now, we can't make what happened to you people unhappen, but we can happen to other people some coincidence of their own.
Well said, Dominic. Coincidence is a two-way street.
I got three or four coincidences in the trunk of my car right now.
Oh, fine with you, Michael. My God. You need therapy. I'll pay for it.
So do yourself a favor. Call the Sabatini Family Protection Agency at the number below. Dominic, what's that number?
1-800-GABAGOO.
They tried to tell Mike Tommy that if he wanted to play school soccer, he had to get the thing. So I picked up the phone and called the Sabatinis, and now, coincidentally, he no longer has to get the thing. Screw those Mama Lukes. And God bless the Sabatinis.
Call the Sabatini Family Protection Agency. Because we're going to treat you
like family. Do me a favor. Like Uncle Vinny says with you. Can you use a burner phone one time with you guys calling us on your real numbers? What are you doing?
Some of you people are just stupid.
I can coincidentally stab him in the eye with the ice pick 70, 80 times.
Oh, fine. Michael, easy.
Your family has issues, Rick. But that's Uncle Tony. That really is Uncle Tony Two Guns right there.
Uh-huh.
We've mentioned him before. That's him.
Last week.
He's the man.
And that's where he got contacted you this week.
Yeah. Well, I was smart enough to say nice things about him last week. I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I ain't stupid either. Oh, so anyway. So Rick, there you go. Rick's family will jab protect you.
I'll let them know tomorrow morning.
Yeah, if you have any of those coincidences where somebody in your family who was jabbed just suddenly drops over, call 1-800-GABAGOO. Now, I'm sorry this is just the way I set up the show.
Yeah.
This is merely a coincidence.
A coincidence? You called up already.
This is my kind of coincidence, not your family kind of coincidence.
Okay.
It just so happens that our next segment is Stupid Criminal of the Week. It has nothing to do with our last segment.
Nothing. Okay. Okay.
All right, Slim, you ready?
Bad boys, what you want?
I'll tell you what you're going to do if you're two Virginia inmates named John Garza and Arlie Nemo.
There they are.
Yeah, you're going to bust out of jail. You're going to bust out of jail. You're going to use a toothbrush to dig a tunnel through your cell wall. Slim, you got a picture of that, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a picture of that, too. Yeah, there's the tunnel. Yeah.
Look at this. They use a sharpened toothbrush. They use it to scrape out the mortar. Then they kicked out the bricks, pulled out the bricks. Made themselves a tunnel to get out. Okay, so they escaped from the Newport News jail. This is a little over a week ago. And with they had a metal object and their toothbrush, and they accessed unsecured rebars between the walls. They then used a rebar to break a small hole in the wall and climb through. Once out of their jail cell, the men scaled the containment wall and made a run for it. They ended up at the International House of Pancakes in Hampton, Virginia.
You always want to go there after you break out of jail.
They wanted
here's food. The thing.
Maybe it was free pancake day.
Bystanders at the IHOP noticed the two inmates and called police. And when the police showed up like an hour or so after they escaped, dudes were sitting there munching on bacon and wolfing down endless pancakes. They basically busted out of jail to go to IHOP.
Hey.
Now, how shitty is prison food?
It's that shitty.
IHOP seems good to you.
And to catch an extra charge. Now they got an escape charge. That's another felony. Another 10, 15 years to their, well, probably not five.
Well, my suggestion to the prison in Newport News is make better fucking pancakes. You know,
yeah, that's quite the hole, though. I mean,
those boys were hungry. Put their pictures back up. Well, let me go. Look at them. Look how skinny they are. Look how morbid they're wasting away. They're starting. The one guy lost all his hair. The other guy's turning gray. He's only like 37.
They needed IHOP.
They needed their IHOP. You know, and one good thing about IHOP, I mean, I never go to IHOP, but I've been there when I was younger. The one good thing about IHOP is they have bacon.
Bacon. Everybody's got bacon's the best.
Oh, it's bacon.
Bacon. Oh my God. I go to this place here in Wesley Chapel to have breakfast like once a month or so, or maybe every 6 weeks. It's expensive as hell. It really is. It's ridiculous for and it's basically a breakfast diner, but it's fancy and probably seats like 140. It's not like some little dinky diner. But their bacon is to die for. It's the best damn bacon I've ever eaten outside of Kentucky, where I discovered pepper bacon for the first time.
I had pepper bacon once.
I discovered pepper bacon for the first time in Lexington, Kentucky. At breakfast, at the buffet breakfast at a hotel there, I was there on a business meeting, and we're going to go to the Reds game right across the bridge here in Cincinnati. We're going to go to the Reds game that night. But I got for breakfast, but this is back when I was a big fat pig, okay? Like this gorgeous hunk of zippy at 100 pounds, okay? I was a load. And they had this gigantic thing of bacon, you know, one of those big, what do they call them, big serving things?
This big serving.
Big serving things. Is that the technical name, Rick?
Yeah. Big serving thing.
You're such a great help to me, buddy.
A tray, a holder.
There is a name for them. I just can't remember it.
A bacon holder.
Oh, there you go.
It was full of bacon. No, they served the eggs and everything, the same stuff. The big you know, those trays you sit on the heaters and they just keep warm. I took the lid off this sumbitch. And I swear to God.
It's a banquet tray.
There, okay. There was enough bacon in there to get Al-Qaeda to surrender. I mean, it was it must have had 20 pounds of bacon in there. It was you know, like 3 feet long and like 8 inches deep, and it was full. And I was like, that's an interesting looking bacon. There's pepper around the outside. I'd never seen that before.
Good shit.
Yeah. So I put like 6 slices on my plate instead of 3. I thought, man, it looks good. I'm going to take 6. Threw a little omelet on there and got a muffin, whatever, coffee, whatever, and sat down. And I ate that bacon, and I think I had an orgasm. I mean, I was so fat I couldn't see my dick, but I really think I saw it. I had one.
Oh, wait, what kind of was it?
I was unbacked back then. Yeah,
was it like the rubbery bacon? Was it the medium bacon or the extra?
No, it was like medium to well done.
Medium.
So I thought this is so good. So I go back over, got a fresh plate. I put like a couple of grapes on the side and some blueberries to make it look good, and a couple pieces of pineapple. And 90% of the plate was 90% of the plate was filled with
just bacon.
The crispiest pieces of this pepper bacon I could find in the tray. And I probably ate like another 15 pieces.
Come on. Even Dunkin' Donuts knows how important bacon is to Americans. They sell snacking bacon now. You can just buy bacon in a bag. I mean, it's the best shit there is.
So. Yeah, bacon jerky.
I mean, bacon's bacon. It's like
bacon on bacon.
Yeah, but I mean, that was my discovery of pepper bacon, and I've never been the same. That shit is good. So when I find pepper bacon in the store, I will buy it every now and then. It's not good for you, but I mean, what, bacon's 70% fat.
It's not good for you.
But who the fuck cares? It's so good.
We're gonna
if you're
going
to die of something, die of bacon.
Yep. Die enjoying it.
Hey, it's what separates us from the terrorists.
Bacon poisoning.
So Garza and Nemo are stupid criminals of the week. You know, they were eating pancakes with syrup all over them and shit. You know, I guess they were trying to fatten up, but, you know, you can keep all those carbs. Just give me the damn bacon. Mm. That's my thing.
And coffee.
Yeah, if you don't like bacon, I can't.
You're a terrorist.
I can't be friends with you.
You're a terrorist.
Yeah, you've got issues that I don't want to deal with. I'm too old to deal with your issues if you hate bacon.
How do you know if your neighbor is a terrorist?
I've got one friend I know doesn't eat bacon, and that's Daryl.
Well, he could be a terrorist.
But Daryl loves bacon. He eats that fake bacon and stuff because he, you know, he's
bacon.
Like, well, I went vegan, but man, I really miss bacon.
So. Daryl could be a terrorist.
Yeah. I still like Daryl. Don't pick on him.
He can't break into our show anymore, so we can pick on him all he wants.
All right. Now, we could talk all day about TikTok and what's going on with that shit. Slim, you know more about it than I do. So, but apparently they're going to have a vote tomorrow to consider banning TikTok.
Yeah, but see, you know, this isn't the problem. The problem is TikTok's not banning TikTok's not the answer. Yes, there's, you know, is there ties to the Chinese government? Probably. I mean, can the Chinese government access our data?
Probably. There is.
Yeah, probably.
They proved it.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, but our government can access all of our apps. So, but here's the thing. If they ban TikTok, there's another half dozen or so apps that are very popular that are used here in the United States by Americans that are also made in China and are Chinese.
So it's not
apps.
Just TikTok.
Yes, it's not just TikTok.
They're just
so,
the
I mean,
biggest one.
They're just the biggest one.
150 million people use that.
Yeah, I mean, so is there a chance that this is going to happen? Yeah, I mean, AOC is not in favor of this ban, so that's one good thing. I hate AOC, but right now
there's a reason for me to be in favor of it.
And so, well, she's just TikTok. All of these apps harvest are.
Oh, he's freezing.
Now you're freezing.
If they harvest our dancing and send it back to fucking.
No, it's all right. I'm just tired of women twerking for a living. Like, you know, go out and get a fucking job.
But so what? If that's...
Go out and get a job.
But if our society...
Earn a living, pay some taxes, you know, have babies, build the society. We don't want to see you shaking your gigantic ass on TikTok all fucking day. And there's thousands of women that do this.
There is, but here, but listen, it's a different generation. We have different ways of earning money. OnlyFans. I mean, I know people that are making gigantic money on OnlyFans, and that's, there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, you know, you guys made your money back in the, you know, the 80s and in the stocks and stuff like that. This is the way that this generation is making their money, through OnlyFans, through cryptocurrency when it was hot. It's not now, but you know, there's different ways to make money, and TikTok is one way to make money. Instagram.
Maybe I can get one of those money. Mark Wahlberg prosthetics. Hmm. You know, from what was that movie you made where he was a porn star?
What the hell was that?
Yeah, I'll get one of those prosthetics and I'll start my OnlyFans.
You should, but I don't think TikTok's going anywhere. It might, and if it does, it does. Hmm. But there's too much big money in it. I mean, there's how big is there?
I find stuff from there all the time. I just don't find it on the app.
No, well, you use.
I don't go on the app.
Yeah, but you're just accessing the web browser.
I had one of those apps. I had FaceDance, right? I would like take a picture of me, and they would like make it look like I was singing a song, and I'd throw it up on Facebook every once in a while. I made people laugh, and it was fun. And I had to pay for that. It's like $19.99 a year or something. And I find out that it was a Chinese app, and I went in through. I found out my way to go in the little back door there where you can get rid of subscriptions, and I canceled the subscription, and it runs out really soon. I better make another one quick. I think it runs out in April, but I'm not paying $20 to somebody. And then, like, you know, my whole St. Patrick's Day was ruined because my St. Patrick's Day shirt, which was really cool looking, it was a button-down Henley. It said, "I'm here for the shenanigans." Shiny green. It was cool as fuck. Came from China. And I always order 2X when it's going to be something cheap. Like this shirt I have on now is an extra large. But I know who the manufacturer was. I didn't need to order it big because I knew it would fit. Well, this damn thing came in as a large.
Hmm.
I mean, I put it on. I look like, you know, Pillsbury Doughboys, you know, stuffed in just, you know, when you open the Pillsbury dough, you pop it and just a little dough puffs out here and there. Yeah, that's what I looked like in that damn shirt. Fuck them Chinese.
Let me make one last comment about TikTok.
They own our president.
I think this is kind of important. And I think it may be one of the reasons why a ban is being pushed so strongly.
Okay.
TikTok is actually, probably, if you look at the numbers, the most successful social media platform out there right now against Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I mean, it is the biggest and probably the number one social media platform. The Facebook, Instagram, they've tried to recreate this with Reels. Reels isn't doing anywhere near what TikTok can do. Okay. So I think you may be seeing some lobbying coming from the Facebooks, the Instagrams, and the Twitters to the federal government to get
Facebook,
rid of
TikTok. You know, who decided our last election?
Right. So I think
they don't have any influence.
Right. I think they have a major influence on getting rid of TikTok because they can't recreate what TikTok has done on their platforms to the success that TikTok has done. So let's get rid of the competition so that now our platforms can flourish. I mean, look at Twitter.
We should have some coincidences out at Facebook.
I mean, look at Twitter. Look what Twitter is doing on April 15th. On April 15th, anybody who no longer subscribes to Twitter Blue, if you're just a regular average person, your tweets don't go out to the general public. They only go out to your followers. That's it.
You I'm have blue. To be,
I know you're blue, but I mean, on April 1st, and this very well could be an April Fool's joke on Elon Musk, but on April 1st, all legacy verified Twitter accounts like Lady Gaga, all your celebrities that you follow, guess what? They are all losing their blue check marks. Every single
Well, but he said this. He's been saying this for months that he was going to that this is going to happen. He wants this money. I mean,
any guy can afford $8 a month. Come on.
But they won't do it. None of these people are going to do it. That because
because he's exposing all the liberal bullshit that's been going on, fucking up our country. How dare he expose us?
Well, no. The reason he's
Elon Musk is a hero.
He's taking but he's taking these away because he's only got 120,000 people to subscribe to Twitter Blue, and it's not paying the bills like he thought it was. I know. I realize you're one of the one of them, but 120,000 people is not going to cover it. So he takes away the blue check marks from the celebrities in hopes that they'll pay for it.
Well, yeah, that gold check mark's like $1,000 a month, isn't it?
That's $1,000 a month, and that's for a $1,000 a month. And then you get a gold one, and then it's $50.
Hey, Rick, I'm going to sign up for that. You don't pay it for me, right?
Yeah. You know how?
Yeah.
Some knows how.
I know how.
Unvaxxed.
There you go.
One load, we're good for 3 months.
One load we can all have gold check marks if Rick can take care of us.
That's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so TikTok, anyway,
I do find stuff from TikTok. I just find it elsewhere. I don't use the app. Like this guy we're going to show you here. It's funny. But I 100% admire the fuck out of this guy for continuing to try to make his lady happy. This dude is all right. He's a hero too. Go ahead.
A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit misker.
Mixer.
A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit misker.
Mixer.
A box of biscuits and a biscuit spicker. A box of big mix.
Oh, let me get it.
A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit misker.
Mixer.
A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit mixer. If you stop laughing.
Go ahead.
A box of big. A box of mixed biscuits and a biscuit misker.
Mixer.
A box of big biscuits.
That is a righteous dude. I could be friends with that man. I wouldn't fuck with him like that. But he was trying his ass off. His woman asked him to do that. And he wanted, damn it, he started on it. He wanted to get it right. He didn't give up.
No.
Most of society these days, they give up on anything. Hell, they don't even try half of them. This dude was, I can't say he persevered because he never did get it right, but.
But it kept on going.
I mean, you talk about the old good college try. That was awesome.
He gets a participation trophy.
He would get a participation trophy. Most people don't deserve it. That dude does. I don't even laugh at the dude. I admired him. I'm like, this guy's got some cojones on him. Anyway, we'd like to introduce a new segment to you tonight. This is our very first Karen of the Week. There's Karen and her significant other. Karen's real name is Vanessa. But
he's probably a Kevin.
No, his name is Aaron.
Oh, yeah,
it's Vanessa and Aaron.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Karen and Kevin.
Yeah. Where are they from? I don't know where the hell they're from. Maybe I'll figure it out as I go. I forget. But Vanessa Hensley and her partner Aaron Sanai visited their local branch of Kentucky Fried Chicken on Saturday for a takeaway treat. But the staff told them there were no vegan or vegetarian options available. Vanessa, who is pescatarian, whatever the hell that means, had hoped to enjoy the vegetarian burger or veggie rice box. I mean, this must be England. They don't have that shit here. But she and Aaron decided to leave and have fish and chips instead. I'll get back to that.
Okay.
Fish and chips, Rick.
I'm not saying anything.
What are you going to do? Yeah. The experience left Vanessa of Exeter, it is in England, angry and upset.
We were going to treat ourselves as a household to a family bargain bucket and also a vegetarian meal for myself, Karen said today. When my partner got to the till to order, they said, unfortunately, we haven't got any vegan or vegetarian options on the menu anymore. I thought it was absolutely disgraceful. They didn't say a reason why. They were quite rude to my partner, so I went in and demanded to see the manager. She said, I think it's disgusting because there are more and more people becoming vegan and vegetarian these days. We both left and said we'll go elsewhere for food, but my partner said that's not fair, so we ended up having fish and chips. I felt as though we were vegetarians and vegans doesn't mean anything to them. Not when you're eating fish and chips! Oh my God, Karen, you're such a dumb bitch.
But I'm not going to KFC ever again. Who the fuck goes to KFC for a rice organic bowl?
KFC. KFR?
I mean, come on. But she ate fish and chips. And the chips, there's no doubt the fries were done in animal fat. That's the way you make them good.
It's the only way to make them good.
I'm trying to think. Pescatarian might actually mean they only eat fish.
I thought it means they pick their nose when they're asking for the manager.
Not pixitarian, pescatarian.
Oh.
Well, look it up. Enlighten me. You're the one with like $18,000 worth of computer equipment on your desk.
Well, I do too, but I don't want to look it up.
Yours is busy.
Yeah.
But Karen is not going to KFC ever again.
Damn, fuck Karen.
She'll eat the fish and chips.
Look at her.
Here she is. She doesn't need
to go to KFC.
All right. A pescatarian. Ready? Yeah. A pescatarian is someone who adds fish and seafood to a vegetarian diet. Doesn't say anything about a vegan.
Oh, okay. So she said she's vegan, but then she's really pescatarian. Okay. So like all she Karen, she's just a lying bitch.
Yeah. She doesn't know what the fuck she is.
Fuck you, Karen.
The Italian word for fish is pesce.
Oh, that's why you knew what it was.
Yeah.
1-800 Gabagoo. Anyway. So let's get to our reel of the week. I didn't want to do this earlier because we were talking about this seriously. But these people need to be mocked. They need to be ridiculed. We need to point out the absurdity of their position. And if it causes them mental distress, they need to go see a psychiatrist and they need to take away their fucking guns. But this is really how I feel about this shit. It's perfect.
This is freezing.
Yeah, I want you to see this. This is Mr. No. Mrs. Garrison. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Mr. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison.
Mrs. Garrison, you can't have an abortion.
Don't you tell me what I can and can't do with my body. A woman has a right to choose.
No, I mean you're physically unable to have an abortion because you can't get pregnant.
But I missed my period.
You can't have periods either. You had a sex change, Mr. Garrison, but you don't have ovaries or a womb. You don't produce eggs.
You mean... I'll never know what it feels like to have a baby growing inside me and then scramble its brains and vacuum it out.
That's right.
But I paid $5,000 to be a woman. This would mean I'm not really a woman. I'm just a guy with a mutilated penis.
Basically, yes.
Oh boy, do I feel like a jackass.
Those guys that write South Park are so fucking on point all the time. I mean, they just get it and they're funny as hell. And that was a beautiful thing. Beautiful. You illustrate absurdity by being absurd. Hmm. Rush used to say that all the time. Those guys did it. So Slimbo, you got memes of the week, buddy.
We got our memes all of the week. Rick's going first tonight.
I go first.
You go first tonight.
Like any dog that I had. The dog sitting down, thief comes in, nothing. Me yelling at him, nothing. Throw the ball on the floor, nothing. Open a small bag of chips. And the dog just jumps.
They can hear that coming.
They know what they want.
They hear that across the street.
My dog can smell the popcorn when it go, you know, and she loves popcorn. So, I mean, and she eats half bag.
Hard for the digestive system, though.
Yeah, is it? I didn't know that, but yeah, she likes popcorn.
Your dog's got the runs for 3 days. That's why.
No, no, the dog's been eating popcorn for 12 years. So, I mean, it's
you got a dog with an iron stomach? Good.
Must be. So, all right, here's yours.
Mine? Yeah. Oh, my, well, this ties right in. My Mexican word of the day, butternuts. She told me she was a woman. Butternuts told me different.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
That ties into the whole show. I like
it,
that.
It did. I always try to find a tie-in one, but it didn't. But, you know, here, this one's the best one I had this week. So why beer? Because no great story ever started with after I finished my salad. That's the fucking truth. Hey, listen, after I finished my my salad.
No.
Mm.
So what else we got? You want to talk about where to find our show or how to do
that? Yeah. Well, first of all, don't forget Zone Out Radio. We do play music 24/7.
Reggae sometimes.
Yeah. If you like music, tune in. There's an app, Google, in the Google and the Apple store. So download it or just go to zoneoutradio.com on your browser and listen. So, and subscribe to us on Rumble and YouTube, preferably on Rumble because they don't take our shit down. YouTube does. Mm. So, there you go. I made it simple for you. Rumble.
YouTube's easier for most people, but Rumble's an okay site. No doubt about it.
It is. You can subscribe to us, you know, either place. So yeah, that's all I got.
You can watch. There's a whole hell of a lot of people watch us on Rumble that didn't subscribe to us. So all you people watch us on Rumble, hit that little button there, okay? You know,
hit the button. Just hit subscribe. Yeah.
We're not gonna be Dan Bongino tomorrow, but you know. Unless you think we suck, then hit the down thumb thing. I haven't seen one down thumb thing on anything yet. So
yeah, I mean, me neither. Good.
So me neither. We're doing all right.
That's because we're very entertaining, and you know, and I was trying to find a clip, but I can't seem to come across.
We have a lot of actors and actresses tune in, and they want Rick to vote for them when they
stop it, bear.
And we do stuff like this.
Stop it!
Oh God, the bear.
I can't.
Yeah, it's all right. So I usually close the show with my sweetest thing I ever saw. And so I actually have two things this week.
Oh, all right.
Because the first thing is actually the sweetest thing I saw all week. Put that up. I saw this yesterday right after I heard about Nashville. And this brought a smile back to my face. It's a triplets. So I was planned. I was not. Me neither. This is so damn cute. Look at the babies. Anyway, so I had all that upsetting news yesterday afternoon, and that made me smile. God bless them, whoever posted that. But this is our closing sweetest thing reel. And we had two French bulldogs racing each other on skateboards a few weeks ago. And it was adorable. The girl trying to catch the guy and the guy going, "You ain't catching me, woman." All that stuff. This dog and this skateboard, this dog could win the friggin' Olympics. I'm telling you, this dog is good. So this is my sweetest thing reel. We call it Freedom. I want you to enjoy it. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.